Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
There's a new loan on the horizon called a PACE loan, P-A-C-E, and it's financing for residential projects that started just in 2009 in a small town in California. Now, get this. Here's the concept. If a local township could encourage lenders to have funds available for homeowners to improve the efficiency of their homes by installing solar panels or thermal insulated windows or some other home efficiency product, and the lenders were allowed to tie the loans that they're giving to be paid through their tax bill, the borrowers, the homeowners, would be able to borrow money against their house, securitizing that money against the value of the property and being paid through the tax bill. This does several things. I want you to catch the vision for this. In just the last 3 years, it's gone from about $50,000, $100,000, or $150,000 to $3.4 billion in 2016, expected to grow to $7 billion in cumulative PACE financing for residential projects. Over 34 states have now incorporated this. What this means is townships are getting in the business of lending money through the taxes that they're collecting from homeowners. Instead of a borrower going to the local bank to get funding in order to put on the roof or to put the windows in, the townships are encouraging lenders to go through the tax basis so that the taxes are paid. At the same time the taxes are paid, there's a payment made to the lender who lent money for the improvements that were made to the house. This does a couple of very important and very scary things. Number one, for the lenders who have lent their mortgages against the property and are in first position, the taxes are actually before that even. In fact, the taxes have to be paid on the property before the lender gets paid. So if the improvements are paid for by a lender and are tied to the taxes, then the lender who lent the money for the windows will get paid before the first trust lender who lent the money for the initial mortgage. Dangerous. New loan, same old danger. I'll tell you a story from way back in the day. There was a company called TransAmerica, and I was hired by them to sell properties for them, and I ended my relationship. I recall going out to a property that was probably worth about $175,000 at the time. This is 25 years ago. Today, it's probably worth $450,000. I walked in the door. The guy hadn't been paying the loan. I got a call from the lender. Hey, this guy's not paying his loan. We're going to need to sell the property. I'm like, wow, that's too bad. And it's unfortunate that this guy's not being responsible. I walk in the door and there's a fella sitting in his easy chair with his cane next to him. He's probably like 75, obviously incredibly overweight, retired most likely, and he hasn't been able to afford the payment. Now, what happened there is the lender lent him something like $25,000, and he only owed like $65,000 left on his mortgage. He was getting behind on his mortgage. He got a letter in the mail that said, hey, we can give you $25,000 based on the value of your property to make things easier for you. You can go on that trip you wanted, whatever. And they lent him the money against his property as a second trust, and he wasn't able to pay it, and they took him to foreclosure to sell the property, because he wasn't paying his mortgage. Why? Because he didn't have enough in his pension. They had given him a loan, even though he wasn't really qualified to pay them back for the loan that he had been given. Now imagine this. If you get a loan on your property that's tied to your taxes and it doesn't become a part of your day-to-day payment and your mortgage payment, but it just gets paid in your tax bill at the end of the year, assuming you own your house outright, and you don't have enough money coming in to pay that, there are people out there who've gotten PACE loans, and I'm not saying that many because the economy for real estate has grown, especially in the West and parts of the South. You're going to find that people who do run into trouble are not going to be able to pay their mortgage, and the jurisdictions are going to go through foreclosure through the lender that lent them money to do these improvements to their property. Had they never been given the opportunity to do the improvements to, quote, save money on being more efficient, they'd probably still be in their houses. Watch out and make sure you read carefully if the PACE loan comes your direction. There's history hidden in all of our walls. And once you start digging, whether excavating long populated urban land for a commercial project or tearing down the walls of a house, you never know what you'll find. And it might be a ritual object placed there to ward off evil spirits 300 years ago or just a few decades ago. It might have been put there on purpose or left by accident. Unless it's a time capsule with a note enclosed, you're never really going to know for sure. I think we all love the stories about the places in Italy where someone's digging through the floor of their house and they discover, you know, that there's a cave down there and it, you know, and there's gold in there or something, you know, amazing like that. We all imagine ourselves as Indiana Jones, don't we? I mean, I was on this island called Norman Island over Christmas down in the British Virgin Islands. This was the island that Robert Louis Stevenson wrote the book Treasure Island on it. He was sitting on the island. He wrote the book all about treasure and about finding treasure on the island. And apparently, there's still treasure buried on this island. And of course, you know, I was saying my prayers as I was walking up the hillside that, you know, maybe just the last night's rain had washed away the corner of a chest and I would look over to my left at the right moment and there I would see it. In fact, there would be a doorway into an entire cave full of stuff. Look, I think we've all had our romantic notions. Once you start digging, sometimes you discover something. Every building carries history within its walls, its ceilings, its floors, and foundations. Let's consider Michelle Morgan Harrison, okay, an interior designer who is renovating her house that was built in 1816 in New Canaan, Connecticut. Her general contractor, a guy named Patrick Kennedy, recently found a skull buried beneath an old white oak beam. At first, I thought it's human, said Miss Harrison, who was relieved to discover that it wasn't. Then they thought it was a horse's skull. Well, it turned out to be that of a dog, although half of the skull is missing. Well, I've seen a bit of everything, but the skull was unique. And there's no way it could have fallen in there the way it was buried. It was placed almost exactly in the center, under the doorway, and there were no other bones around it. I immediately thought it was something superstitious. So they did some work. They figured things. Ancient practices are considered. People put things into walls. They put them into floors. They put them underground because they think they'll protect them from spirits and other things like that. Certainly, there have been people who've buried things in their backyards. When Rob DeRocker, who's a marketing consultant in Tarrytown, New York, began gut renovating his 1843 house, known as the Ice House, it was used to store ice in the 19th century, several objects appeared. He found a clay pipe, a tobacco pouch inside a window frame, a player piano roll in a ceiling, and a child's alphabet flashcard and several hand-painted ceramic tiles. He dreamed of antique roadshow riches, right? I remember I was digging a trench in my front yard when I lived in Kensington, Maryland, over off of West Avenue and University Boulevard about 25 years ago. Newly married, I decided that I had more energy than I had anything else at that point. I was going to dig a trench in the front yard of my house so that the gutter water would go down the downspout and then go all the way out to the street. And I dug this trench, and I sweat hard. And when I dug, I actually uncovered a glass bottle that came from the Chevy Chase Dairy. It was probably when the house was built in 1938, the workers were probably excavating the land, doing their work, drinking their milk, staying healthy. And, you know, there was a trench there and they threw the bottle in. It filled up with mud and stayed in perfect condition. I have that in my house now. I think some people think they're going to strike it rich, but we're usually wrong. I know I am. I've never found anything that has really amounted to much, but occasionally people will find a time capsule. I buried one in my backyard back in 1980 that is probably crumpled up because I buried it in a can, a coffee can, you know, good to the last drop kind of can. Well, so be it. Fortunately, my predictions were wrong. I thought the world was going to end because of the Cold War. I've got my final thoughts coming up in just a moment. I'll be right back.